Hi, my name is Holden Harris, and I'm from Louisiana in the southern part of the United States. And today I'm going to talk to you about three phrasal verbs that you can use in different situations. The first is open up, the second is tie up, and the third is fall for. So let's take a moment to look at the first one I want, open up. So I'm going to give you three example sentences, and open up has many different ways that you can use it. There are more than the ones I'm going to tell you here, but I'm going to give you three of the most common. So listen to this real fast. The first sentence I have for you is, it felt great to hear Jesse open up about his troubling past. It felt great to hear Jesse open up about his troubling past. Now in this example, open up means to start to talk freely about something. So when you open up, like maybe you talk about something that is very personal to you, something that you've never told to someone else. So in this case, Jesse has dealt with some kind of difficult situation in the past, and I'm kind of happy that he's telling me about his bad experiences. So when you open up to someone, you're going to tell them something that maybe they don't know, and maybe you've been hiding because you feel embarrassed, or you just don't want to tell them. So that's the first definition. And the second one I want to talk about is to begin shooting. So if you open up on someone, it can mean that you get a gun and you start shooting at them. So an example that I have is the military opened up on their enemies during battle. So imagine a war where two sides are fighting and the military just suddenly starts to shoot. Bang, bang, bang. So they open up, or open fire, you could also say, on their enemies. And the third one is very basic. If you're talking about a shop or some kind of store, a third definition could be to open up a shop or business for a day. So an example sentence I have for you is, the pet shop is going to open up at 8 a.m. I actually used to work at a pet shop, and this is a true story. So we opened up the store at 8 a.m. Customers came in. Even if there are workers there, before, let's say that I showed up to the shop at 7 to clean things up and get things ready. Once the store actually opens up, that means that the doors are open and customers can come in, buy whatever they need, and that sort of thing. So that is open up. Now the second phrasal verb that I have for you today to talk about is tie up. And tie up also has several different meanings, so let's go through some of these. The first one, I have a sentence for you. I tied up my dog so that he could not escape from my backyard. So not every backyard has a fence. And if you don't have any way to make sure your dog stays there, they're most likely just going to run away. So you want to tie them up. And the definition of that is to fasten something securely. So just tie anything up. So basically what you could use a rope or a chain to tie your dog to a fence or tie it to a post, to fasten it to make sure that it doesn't get away. So to fasten something securely. The second definition I have for you is to stop someone from doing something. So here's an example sentence for you. Jimmy was not able to attend my wedding since he was tied up with work all day. So in this scenario, Jimmy has to work very, very hard this day. Maybe his boss gave him a ton of work to do, and I have a wedding, but he can't attend because he's tied up with work. So he's prevented from going. Okay. And the last one that I want to talk to you about is tied up can also mean to block a road. Okay. Usually it deals with some kind of traffic situation. And an example sentence of that could be, a traffic accident tied up the road for several hours. So let's say there's a crash on the freeway, the interstate, or even downtown, and there's police officers and there's cars in the middle of the road, and the traffic is backed up, there's a traffic jam. So the traffic is tied up, okay? So you can be tied up in traffic in that sort of situation. So those are three ways you can use tie up. And fall for, I have two definitions for that. And one of them, the most basic, is to be attracted to someone or to fall in love with them. Okay? So an example sentence of that is the first time I saw Bailey, I knew I would easily fall for her. So let's say there's a girl named Bailey that maybe I see her, and you see this a lot of times in chick flicks, in different kinds of movies where there's a girl and a guy and they see each other for the first time and they are instantly attracted. Okay, so they instantly fall for each other. So that can be an example to be attracted or to fall in love. I could say I easily fall for girls with brown hair and brown eyes. So again, that means to be attracted. And so that would mean that girls with brown hair, brown eyes, I like them a lot as compared to blonde or someone with blue eyes. You know, maybe I don't like that. So I fall for girls with brown hair, brown eyes. And the last sentence I have for you, fall for can also mean to be tricked into believing something that is not true, okay? So any kind of trick, and the simplest way to explain this is through a magic trick, okay? So what I would say is my little brother always falls for my magic tricks, okay? So let's say I have a little brother, and I have a lot of card tricks that I do. And of course, us adults kids, some kids, maybe they don't believe magic tricks, but some very, very, very young kids do. So you can trick them and they fall for that trick. They believe that maybe you really are a magician. Maybe you really, really do have some kind of magical power. There's one simple thing that my grandfather and a lot of people, I even did this actually to my younger brother. I would do this thing where I grab his nose and I say, "I got your nose. I got your nose." And they say, "Hey, give me my nose back. Give me my nose back." So they fell for that trick. They really thought I would steal their nose. Okay, so they fell for that. So again, that last definition is to trick someone into believing something that is not true. But anyways, so those are three phrasal verbs that you can use. Again, open up, tie up, and fall for. So I hope that you learned something today. Thank you for watching, and I will see you next time.